Helping Hand, weekly feature statewide on HPR1 and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are continuing an annual series of guests right around this time of year, digging into the homeless crisis in the Aloha State. The point in time counts all over the country in January, and then over the next several months, they start going through the numbers, and then right around now, we get the numbers and we can look at them a little better. And for years now, per capita, the most severe homeless crisis in the U.S. has been here in the Aloha State. Ongoing efforts of one of the biggest providers would come from the Institute for Human Services, IHS. And we welcome back Kimo Carvalho, spokesperson. Great to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
If the average person on the street said, what makes IHS unique, what would you tell them?
Well, what makes us unique is that we have all the services in-house to end and prevent any person's homeless situation, and we are the only homeless service provider across the state of Hawaii that is actually exclusively focused on just homelessness. So when you have someone who's in generational poverty, they still have a roof over their head, and they still have access to a quality of life to some extent that, you know, allows them to not be in such a crisis that a homeless person is experiencing. A homeless person deals with so many different things, from, you know, healthcare, anxiety, depression. Just not having a roof over their head causes a substantial array of problems. So we, in terms of our uniqueness amongst the community, we are exclusively just focused on homelessness.
Yeah, having everything under one roof, describe the scope of the services.
Every person who walks in the front door needs different things, you know, and the first thing, of course, we have emergency shelters, not just, you know, these warehouses. They're also specialty shelters. So if you're a homeless vet with severe PTSD and trauma, we have a specialty shelter for them. If you're someone who's discharged from a medical center and you need more individualized care, we have a specialty shelter for that. We have a specialty shelter for homeless addicts to maintain sobriety and go through recovery and treatment. Emergency shelter and specialty shelter is really just one of the core things to immediately put someone in a safe situation. On top of that, our facilities are very hospitable. They can get mail, they can get food. We were serving about 600 meals 5 years ago. We're now serving about 900 meals a day. That just keeps increasing because of the demand. We also have social support services, employment programs. We want to make sure that they're taking personal responsibility and developing some kind of long-term self-sufficiency plan. If they're able to work, let's get them a job. Unemployment's very low. There's a lot of people that are looking for skilled labor. A lot of businesses come up to us and they ask us to help with their vacancies. And we have a lot of people that want to work. And despite what the public thinks, a lot of homeless people really do want a chance at having a job. But they have backgrounds, and we have to kind of overcome that they deserve a second chance and that they might be someone to take a risk on and be willing to take them in. Aside from employment, we have housing programs. At the end of the day, it's going to come back to housing. And while our city and state needs a lot more affordable housing, what we do as a homeless provider in that service regard is we're buying the city and state time to develop, and we subsidize rents just to get people into a unit stable. And that is actually a much more affordable strategy than leaving them on the streets. Mm-hmm. Offering them housing is a core part of our business. We also have on-site healthcare services. A lot of people have chronic illnesses in parallel to their chronic homelessness. And so we really want to offer medicine management, make sure that they're taking their meds that is actually prescribed to them and on time.
Right.
So on-site healthcare services is just critical. Anything from, you know, medication to just wound care and medicine management. So when I say we have all these services in-house, it's a broad breadth of services.
It is.
It's kind of like an a la carte menu, Dave, where you have to look at the person and then look at the a la carte menu and say, okay, we're going to tailor this plan for you, and here's the package that we're going to deliver. The case managers are critical to that component. No person can get out of homelessness alone. You need a coach. You need some advocate that can look out for just you as a person.
That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, somebody who can motivate you, keep you on track, check in on you, make sure that you're following through on your plan. And even after getting into housing, making sure that they help reintegrate you into the community, you know, make sure that you have a quality of life in a community that you can connect with. So those are all the services we offer. It's quite a lot.
It's incredible.
And that's why I say, you know, like, we have all the services in-house to just end any person's homeless situation. But the willingness to engage in that process is a big challenge. And so our homeless outreach teams are the ones in the streets motivating people, developing trust, and getting them engaged in that process.
talk about the streets. I mean, that's where this stuff is visible to most people. It all comes down to these numbers. So in the last year, we hear stuff in the media, and then there's the experience one has. And my experience would be like, oh my, this is still pretty massive.
Mm-hmm. Well, the facts are true. The fact of the matter is that Hawaii continues to have the highest rate of homelessness per capita than any state in the country. Actually, we're always tied for 1 and 2 between New York City and Honolulu, Hawaii, in terms of the cities. One thing that everyone keeps pointing to is the annual planning time count, which you mentioned. The thing to know about that is a one-day count, reflective of just one day in an entire year. Every day that we're moving someone off the streets into housing, and every day someone's falling into homelessness. So the 2018 point-in-time count for just Oahu counted 4,453 individuals. About half of that were sheltered and half of that were unsheltered. You know, we measure them year after year, this one day. But if you look at the total utilization in a given year, and what that means is the 365 days that we're actually seeing how many people are using shelters, how many people are using housing subsidy programs, how many people are actually taking advantage of encountering with homeless outreach, that number actually is growing. And that is actually where, you know, we're a little concerned.
Right.
You know, it's about, you know, 13,000 people. So that's a very different number, right? That, I believe, is statewide. So there's what's called a state homeless utilization report. And that report does count, you know, the 365 days and is a total reflection of everything happening in a year, whereas the homeless point-in-time count is really just a one-day reflection.
And is that 13,000 multiple people? Or
it's unduplicated. It's all individuals.
Okay, so at least 13,000 people are looking for service in
a
year.
And, you know, that's one thing about the homeless service system that we've really improved over the last several years is we now have more accurate data.
Right. When it comes to helping you, clearly anyone can make a donation, but I was going to say there's probably a lot of ways people can support you with volunteering.
We collaborate with a ton of providers and partners and businesses, but core to our organization's operations is a team of volunteers to the tune of about 26,000 in a given year. We have the most volunteers and the most volunteer hours.
26,000?
Volunteers a year.
Different people?
These are different people.
All come together to support IHS.
Every single day, Dave, you know, we serve 3 meals a day every day of the year. We have a total of 9 shelters. We have shelter operations, we have case management, we have health services. We partner with HPU, the nursing students come and they do their rotations. We also have case managers doing their social work practicum. So we are a place where the community comes to really offer the services alongside us. And it's a resource that is so valuable. From the very beginning, 41 years ago, our founder, Father Claude Dutille, was this community organizer. He brought the community together to deliver just basic care. Mm. And, you know, we have always maintained that core to our mission ever since. Volunteers helping clients build resumes, helping them with mock interviews. We have volunteers helping to upkeep a Kukua Corner thrift shop. We have so many different things, Dave. It's incredible. And so you look at these people who you're serving a meal, you're helping with a resume, or you're doing after school tutoring with, you know, you connect with people that they are people with skills and talents and abilities to really become big contributing members of our community, but for whatever reason, they fell in a crisis.
They need a helping hand.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of financial resources, that is most definitely the main thing that we are trying to work on right now. But parallel to that, every year we need diapers. You would not believe how much diapers we go through. We need hygiene kits. We need backpacks when school starts in August, and school supplies to help offset the costs of all the school supplies for our children. It's just this constant annual need. And everyone can go to ihshawaii.org and they can look that up at any time.
It's ihshawaii.org, info@ihs-hawaii.org, 808-447-2800. The full interview, the radio feature, all the contact information, and find all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. A sobering reality check. The Institute for Human Services on the front lines of the most severe homeless crisis anywhere in the country. The spokesperson for IHS, Kimo Carvalho. It really is humbling stuff. And what's that founder's name again, Father?
Father Claude Dutille.
It's great to throw his name out there.
Great guy.
Doing some good work in his honor, and his legacy continues. Appreciate what you're up to, and on behalf of the most difficult people, that you find some success. Those moments when you go, oh my gosh, we just got them to come in, or we got them to start to talk to us. Congrats, and thanks for doing it, man.
Thank you.